And speaking of the conditions of the country, look at this crime wave going around. They're holding up people, shooting them, taking away their money, and still the authorities say there is no crime wave. What do they think those crooks are doing? Practicing? And they also tell you, as soon as you're robbed, ring up the telephone. A fine chance you got ringing up a telephone, especially those phones with the nickel in the slot machine. You drop your money in one of those things, you can't even get an answer anymore. To go into one of those booths is like going into a coffin. Once inside, you're dead to the outside world. Sometimes you get quick service, very quick. They take your nickel and number so quick, you just got time to say hello to Central and goodbye to your nickel. And to get that nickel back, you drop in four more nickels. Then somebody sticks up a sign out of order and you're out of quarter. Between that and the high cost of living, why the poor man can't live anymore. He can live, but he won't live long. How can he? If he wants to get enough to eat, he has to work himself to death. If he don't work himself to death, he starves to death. And that has changed him around a great deal. There was a time when the poor man was always afraid. He tried to keep the wolf from the door. Today, he isn't afraid of that anymore. Now, if a wolf had come to the door, he eats the wolf. I tell you, when Columbus discovered America, he certainly discovered a great country for the profiteer. And it's pie for those guys. Well, it's pie for everyone over here. For young beauties, it's peach pie. For old maids, it's men's pie. For politicians, it's plum pie. For the common people, it's lemon pie. And for the landlords, it's a raisin pie. And for the meat packers, it's a stew. And how those packers are packing it in. They're not satisfied cleaning us with meat. They're manufacturing soap now to give us a good clean. I tell you, people were much better off in the Stone Age. They had no sausages then like they got today. Women elevator men, women ice men, women milkmen, female mailmen. If it keeps up, we'll soon have women husbands. And what a fine state of affairs that would be. Imagine one of those newly married woman husbands sitting in her office and a telegram comes into her saying, come home at once, you are a father.